Hi, everybody. This is Janet Weaver-Smith from Garden Ministries. Welcome to our podcast. We're so excited to get this thing going and off the charts, maybe. Who knows? It's August 3rd, 2005. We have a message from George coming up here. I apologize in advance for the fact that he sounds tired, even though inspiring, tired, because this fellow recorded his message after a long day in about 100-degree heat in Minnesota humidity, which is not so good on the construction site. He does say some wonderful things. It's coming up next, and in the end, we'll conclude with a couple of just announcements from Garden Ministries. We are really excited about what God's going to do for a new community of believers in our world and in our city. We're from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we'd love to talk to everyone all throughout the world. We're excited about the possibility of having a podcast venue so that we can talk to anyone throughout the world about Jesus. Here's George Weaver-Smith coming up with his revelatory words and his seasoned experience.
My name is George. This is the first time I'm recording on the MP3 player. And if I seem a little distracted or you hear a little background noise at times, that's because I'm in the middle of a cat fight with our daughter's cat, Sebastian, who's laying beside me and has been attacking me. He's got identity issues. He thinks he's a lion. He acts like one. I guess for this first time speaking to everybody, I'd like to give some of the premise of what we are, who we are. First off, I'd like to say that I very much do believe in the Father. And I believe in Jesus. I believe he's who Father said he was, who he says he is. I believe he was the Son of God, took the form of man, died on a cross for me, and he is my Savior. I believe in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. I believe in his interactions, his inworking in us every day, both to produce character and to facilitate our relationship with God. Having said that, I also very much believe in the definitive, subjective, personal communication of God to us as individuals. I have a whole lifetime of, to me, it's not a doctrine, it's just a way of life. I believe it's real because I experience the reality of it. I'm not intent on trying to convert anybody to believe that. That's between you and God. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, and I guess for the term used a lot about it is prophetic. I do believe in the prophetic people of God. I say that to a generation, you know, there's a lot of terms and names been put on it. But what he told me many years ago was that in my lifetime I would see a movement that would be identified with Jesus, which I believe I saw in the Jesus movement. He told me I would see a move of the Spirit, a season or a time where the Holy Spirit would be in focus or emphasized. I believe we saw that in the charismatic movement. He said that those were laying a groundwork for was the day when there would be a revelation of the Father. I think that's what we're entering into towards that end, when the Father would begin to reveal the truth about himself. And when he began to reveal it, it would be so offensive too much of what we've accepted as being true and real about him, because so much of what we believe is its roots in tradition and humanism. We have ascribed attributes and attitudes and character aspects to our Father which he does not have. He is a perfect Father. He told me that humility would be paramount to hearing the truth of the Father, because it would mean turning loose of so much of what we have comfortably accepted as being true about him. So our main focus of what I believe we are doing here, or wanting to do in Garden Ministries and these broadcasts, is to help people to understand the truth about their Father, to hopefully encourage them and help them get a right relationship. I believe that there will come a day, and is coming a day, when many of the people that God will use or put in positions of influence and authority in His church, not necessarily in the world, they might have it, but in His church and to His people, will be people who have a heart like the Father's. For me personally, I am a father, I am a grandfather, and they are the treasures of my life. I think our Father feels the same way about us. I think He desires intimacy with us. But I think that it's actually quite simple. I think it is simple to the point that it might even offend people. And the simplicity of it is this. To the degree that we have been transformed to be like our Father, that is the degree of closeness and intimacy we will have with Him. I know that He created us in the first place to have that kind of relationship with us. I believe there's a misperception that because He is a Father who is good and gracious and His mercy is unlimited, that He will come and be like us, to be close to us, to hang out with us, to have that intimate relationship with us. Problem is, He can't do that and still be God, for He is a perfect God. He is holy, and what we are wanting when we expect Him to do that and come and be like us and hang out with us in our state without our being transformed to be like Him, what we're saying is that we want a relationship with Him that is not only intimate, but we want it to be casual and friendly. There is a balance that we have to walk with our Father, because He is our Father, He is our perfect Father, but we can't forget that He is also Almighty God, and He is someone who is to be feared. I'm not talking about fear in our carnal, natural fear. I'm talking about a holy fear that we don't trifle with Him. The Word says that this fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Didn't say that it is the totality of wisdom. So it's the beginning of it, because it is the fear of God that I think is the starting point of developing the right relationship with Him that allows us to walk in intimacy with Him. There are times and moments when He is the loving, comforting Father, but there are other times, as the Father, He is also the righteous judge. So, what we would like to do in Garden Ministries, I believe, is to help people come to understand and want and long for the intimacy of God that comes only from our inner relationship with Him. You know, a lot of what is done in ministry, I believe, is devoted and centered around the things of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom itself, because Jesus said the kingdom of God is within the heart of a person. That's what I have a passion and a longing to see established in people, not what they do to facilitate their activities in the kingdom of God, but see them become an intimate part of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God that is within their heart, their very being. I do not believe that I have the comprehensive or definitive teaching or understanding on any aspect of God. That is not what we're trying to do here. That is not what I'm purporting to be in any way. I'm saying that I have the answers to every question or issue of life, or that I have complete understanding or revelation about God. I am 50 years old. I've known God my whole life. I've walked with Him. We've interacted. And, you know, at 50, I don't know that I know anything more than I did when I was 5. But I know I'm closer to Him. I know His heart beats in me much stronger than it did before. That is not anything about me. That's everything about Him, because if I was Him, I'd have got rid of me a long time ago. But because He's a perfect, loving Father, He didn't. He stuck with me. He's still with me. The day that I encountered Jesus, and he became my savior. That was not a one-time thing for me. I still need Jesus to be my savior every day, because every day I have partaken of the mercy and the graciousness of my Father my whole life. It is not a one-time thing. There are questions in life and questions about God that I do not know the answer to. In pursuing Him many times in the depths of the despair and the darkness of life for an answer, what it usually gets down to at the bottom of the hole, or you know, when you're just crying and desperate for an answer for God to understand, rather than giving me knowledge, what He always would come to me and says, "Son, do you trust me?" And I have to look at Him and say, "Yes, Father, I do. Even though I don't understand, I trust you." So as I've gotten older, I've discovered that I don't know that I've gotten the answer to any more questions. What I've discovered is the questions have changed. I don't ask as many. I don't need to know the answer to everything. As long as I can live my life in harmony, in that connected, sweet, intimate flow with my Father's heart, I don't need the answer to all of these questions and the things of life that seemingly don't make sense to me. One of the things that God has done in my life, for as long as I can remember, is out of the blue, He will just drop these statements in my head. And one of them was that many years ago, He said, to be at peace with the apparent inequities of life is to be at peace with God Himself. That's what I believe is the place that we can come to as the children and Him as the Father, where we can rest in Him. That he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It is a place of rest where we walk in the balance of knowing He's our Father and at the same time He is our God. And everything that I have in my life that I would say is true and real and godly, I know I have those things not because of who I am, but totally because of who He is. He's my Father. He's my Papa. But He's also my Creator. He's also my Judge. He is also the great I am that I am. And that produces in me an awe and a wonder and a fear. I believe we were created in the image of God. Therefore, we were created with the longing to be fascinated and awed by life. There is nothing that is more fascinating. There is nothing that is more wondrous, and at the same time, nothing that is more reverently terrifying to me than my Father. Words do not describe Him. Understanding and knowledge of Him does Him no justice. What does is the dwelling place with Him, where you just are. You don't need to be anything in that place. You just are. And you are with Him, and you are in the intimate union with Him, and all of creation seems to flow in a sweet, melodious harmony. Do you know, even in that place, you still got to do life. You still have to face the challenges, the difficulties, the injustices. I do not believe God ever came to give us some supernatural, spiritual woo-woo that we just float through life and nothing ever touches us and we just rise above everything. I believe we are on the earth to live life at its grittiest, rawest, most real level with the people around us. My job is not to fix everybody. My job is not to save the world. My job is to be like my Father, and that just means love. My job is to love the people that are in my world that I come across. No matter what happens, no matter what the circumstances, He still calls me to walk in love. That's the goal is to help people to live in the freedom of being able to love. When you can love those that curse you, when you can bless those that curse you, when you can pray for those that despitefully use you, when you can truly love the unlovely and the unlovable, you are free. You are free to run with reckless and total abandonment after your Father and to follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
That will do it for us today on Garden Ministries podcast radio message from George Weaversmith today, speaking on the Father and the revelation of the Father as it leads to understanding Jesus and the bride's response to Him. Take a moment, think about it, process it through, and if you get a chance, go to gardenministries.org and sign on to our open forum and look at the words that are being shared there by the community, prophetic words that tell us about the new understandings of what God is telling the world. And also on our blog, feel free to respond. We really want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking. We want to know what your responses are. Challenge us. Give us what you believe God is saying to you, because we all learn and grow from each other. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus. Until next time, bye from Garden Ministries. God bless you.